Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. My gosh, it's that time again. It's January. It's time for our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Public Library and Stratford Perth Pride. Alita Lemieux is on the phone lines. Good morning, Alita.
Good morning, Jamie.
My gosh, Alita, right after the holidays, we're back at it with our Queer Book of the Month selection for January. And what have you selected for us?
Well, to kick off the new year, I've chosen a book that's actually a few years old already, but it's well worth picking up for those who haven't read it yet. It's called A Dream of a Woman, and it's the second short story collection by award-winning trans Manitoban author Casey Plett.
Okay, so Alita, I imagine you've got a synopsis. Can you tell us about the books?
Sure. So this book is comprised of two novellas, so longer stories, and six shorter stories. They all center on trans women who are seeking love, happiness, and stability. This book was long listed for the 2021 Giller Prize, and it's a raw, melancholy, character-driven collection, but it's got glimmers of hope and joy. So I'll give you some tidbits from a few of the stories. In one of them, it's called Perfect Places. The main character, Nicole, slogs through the world of online dating in Windsor, Ontario, hooking up with a nice man who's fetish she just can't get past. Nicole returns to us in another story, Rose City, City of Roses, where she writes a pandemic letter to her deceased friend, Sue. In another story, Enough Trouble, Gemma, who's hard up for cash and a place to stay after burning many bridges, takes refuge in her old prairie hometown with Ava and Olive. There, Gemma glimpses the kind of life she always dreamed of. And I'm quoting here, a life where she woke next to a good woman and they went peaceably about their days and the evening spread wide between them and friends, sweet and trusted friends. The novella Absolution is broken up into five parts throughout this collection. It allows the reader to come back to a cast of characters and settle in with them throughout the book.
And what did you think of it?
I really enjoyed it. I think readers who tend to prefer novels will really find something to sink their teeth into here, particularly fans of Miriam Taves and Joshua Whitehead. This novella, Absolution, allows you to really grow with a character named David, playing Smash Brothers and partying with roommates in Portland until she's reborn in New York as a newly transitioned woman trying to make her way and reconcile old traumas. There are recurring themes in this book, sex, addiction, relationships, and coming home that really knit the stories together, and they deliver some gut punches along the way. You'll find that you might feel like you've actually lived in these cities like Portland, New York City, Windsor, and small town Manitoba because of the way that Casey Plett writes about these places with such detail and nostalgia.
It sounds fascinating, and I'm always amazed about the variety of material in terms of novels, graphic novels, and now novellas and short stories, too. It's an amazing variety of material.
Absolutely, yep.
So you can check it out at Stratford Public Library. Can people pick up physical copies?
Yes, we have a physical copy. The call number is Fick Plett, and you can search for that in our collection. Put a hold on it online if you want.
All right, and it's called A Dream of a Woman, and it's available now at Stratford Public Library, our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Public Library and Stratford Perth Pride. Now, Alita, gosh, we're into January already, back at it with so many programs and events happening with Stratford Public Library. Story time once again?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got some of our classic programs, regular programs like our Story Times, Whale of a Tale, Baby Steps, and Story Starters, which happen on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, respectively. We've got an ongoing program for kids and families as well, in partnership with the Stratford Perth Museum. That's Tales and Trails, so you can learn more about that on our website, but also just head over to the museum and walk on a nice trail and read a story along the way. Coming up in February for teens and tweens, we'll be having our loot packs and lit kits available again, so folks can sign up for those online. And lots going on for adults as well this January. We've got a mental agility program suite January 10th, 14th, and 24th in the library auditorium.
So a lot is happening at Stratford Public Library. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com, their website, to keep up to date, splibrary.ca. Alita Lemieux. Alita, thank you so much for the review, and thank you so much for your time as always. And again, more great stuff happening with Stratford Public Library.
Absolutely. You're very welcome.